Shalom Aleichem to everybody. As Rosh Chodesh Shvat has passed, Tu B'Shvat Yigia, Chag La'ilanos, Shvat is the Yom Tov Shenishma, Besuros Tovos, the beginning of a fresh start, and certainly as we pine, look toward Adar, Nisan, Nizmanim of Geula, Tu B'Shvat is the first step, sort of, on the climb to Purim, the climb to Pesach, to Shavuos, to Sukkos, the beginning, and it's symbolized in the development of a fruit. And of course, the truth is there are 2 days a year where fruits play a significant role in halacha, Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat. And not surprisingly, Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat share a common denominator in both of them, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, are Rosh Hashanim. They're both new beginnings, new starts, fresh beginnings. Rosh Hashanah, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, the minig based upon the Gemara, Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, Lichos Rosh Hashanah, is that we eat new fruit, simanim. It should be a siman tov. Rosh Hashanah, we eat the variety of different fruits, most commonly in Ashkenaz at least, is to have a tapuach bidvash. It should be a siman tov, it should be a shana tova mesuka, and therefore simanim play a significant role the first night of Rosh Hashanah. A variety of fruits are eaten, as the Shulchan Aruch, based upon the Gemara, has described five different fruits that should be eaten on Rosh Hashanah, commonly eaten, and many people have a variety of different simanim. So fruits certainly on the first night of Rosh Hashanah are significant. On the second night of Rosh Hashanah, they also play a significant role. As we're familiar, because there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's a sveika d'yoma, it's a question of machlokas in the poskim, whether or not we should make a shachiyanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, to get out of that problem, what we do is we take a new fruit and we make a shachiyanu on that new fruit. And therefore, again, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, fruit again play a significant role in the respect that a shachiyanu should be made on the new fruit. Tu B'Shvat also shares that common denominator where fruits play a significant role. As the Magen Avraham quotes, that it's the minhag in Ashkenaz to eat new fruits, to eat fruits on Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the Yom Tov of the beginning of the Chanata, the beginning of the development, the blossoming of the fruits and the fruit trees. And therefore, in order to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful trees and beautiful fruits that we have, Tu B'Shvat was ordained and was created as the day where we celebrate the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. It's Yerushalmi, the end of Maseches Kiddushin, which is the Mishnah Brura, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim, all quote Siman Reish Chafei as a designated day. Although the Yerushalmi doesn't say it specifically, Tu B'Shvat, but the Amoraim, one day a year, Yom Chad B'Shata, as the Yerushalmi says, quoted by those poskim, it was the Tanaim and the Amoraim's day that they would make a brach of Shachyan and the new fruit. Whether that day was Rosh Hashanah, whether that day was Tu B'Shvat is unclear, whether it was any day that the Shachyan was made, the purpose, the point of the Shachyanu on the Peros is to recognize, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful world that we have, the delicious fruits that we've been provided with, and therefore Tu B'Shvat and Rosh Hashanah share that common denominator. Interestingly enough, there are many sources, at least in the Chassidish Sfarim, the Nitei Gavriel quotes it in his Siman on Tu B'Shvat, it's the Minhag of Karlin, it's the Minhag of other Chassidish courts, that indeed, not only on Tu B'Shvat is there a minhag to eat new fruits. Some have 7 fruits, some have 13 fruits, some have the fruits of the particular country, many have the boxer, but more than that, some have a minhag dafka to make a shachiyanu, and to find a fruit to make a shachiyanu on. Therefore, I'd like to discuss as a question that came to my attention actually in Rosh Hashanah, but it's nogeh to Tu B'Shvat, and the truth is it's really appropriate to discuss all year, and that is whether or not a shachiyanu should be made on an adama. We typically make a shachiyanu on a borei priya eitz, but the question that has arisen is with the variety of new types of fruits and vegetables that exist and that come to the country, can a shachiyanu be made on a borei priya adama? It came to my attention when the horned melon came to our stores locally, and the horned melon seems to be part of the cucumber, the melon family, and of course it's an adama, and therefore as a result the question emerged whether or not the shachiyanu can be made on a porei pri adama. And if you ask your average listener, you'll hear yes or you'll hear no. And the people who say no will say, absolutely not, emphatically, you cannot make a shachiyanu on adama, you can only make a shachiyanu borei pri eitz. Others will say, where does that come from? You can make a shachiyanu on a new fruit or on a new vegetable. Why should it make a difference if it's a fruit or a vegetable? And the other camp will say, no, 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 you can only make a shachiyanu on a fruit. What is the basis of this debate? Can a shachiyanu be made on the horned melon and many, many other types of vegetables that we have? Let's go back to the sources and start with the Shulchan Aruch the Mechaber. In Siman Reish Chaf Hei, Siv Gimel tells us, Haroeh Pri Chadash, if somebody sees a new tree and a new fruit, and this itself is is a debate. We're not going to discuss whether or not the Shachianu can be made upon seeing the fruit or dafka once you eat it. But Son the Mechaber, based upon the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, indicates that only seeing the Pri Chadash is significant and is sufficient in order to make the bracha of Shachianu. So if you see that new fruit, our meaning is typically to make the bracha of Shachianu only once it's been eaten or about to be eaten. Mischandesh mishana l'shanam b'marach Shachianu. If you see, if you eat that new fruit, and it has to be a new fruit that emerges annually, it can't be a fruit that exists throughout the course of the year, because then there's no excitement, there's no enthusiasm. Shachianu means Shachianu, Viki Yamanu, Vigyanu Lazman Azeb, we've reached this time. And therefore, just like you make a Shachianu annually on different Yom Tovim, because they come around year to year, the same thing is true when it comes to a new fruit. It can't be a fruit that you find every day, every week, and every month. That's not Mischadesh Mishana Lashana. So if it's a new fruit that emerges, that blossoms, that grows on an annual basis, so if you have that fruit, that's when you will make a Shachianu. The Bir Halacha, immediately commenting upon these words of the Mechaber, says, "Bein pri ha'etz o bri ha'adama." It doesn't make a difference. It could be either a fruit or it could be a vegetable. Either one is appropriate to recite a Shachianu on. So if we were to stop there, it seems that it's black and white. Uncontested, the Mishnah Berurah positing in his Bir Halacha that when the Mechaber says that if you see a pri chadash, a new fruit that blossoms, that grows annually from year to year, make a Shachianu, the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, lav dafka, a fruit, but when the Mechaber says a fruit, pri ha'etz, o pri adama, and he even says, kagon dala'as v'kayot v'zeh, dala'as is some form of a potato or some form of a squash of the like, that's a bar pri adama, and nonetheless, that would be Mechayev a bracha of a Shachianu. So therefore, it seems open and shut, open and closed, a Mishnah Berurah, which seems to indicate quite clearly that you can make a Shachianu and Bar Pri Adama. However, the story does not end there, and it only gets more complicated, because later in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Chaf Hei, Siv Vav, the Mechaber again quotes the psak of the Gemara, that you can make a bracha on a pri she'enu mischadish mishana l'shana, afilu miyesh yamim rabim shalachal men enu barach Shachianu. You can only make a bracha of a Shachianu on an annual growing fruit. And on that, the Ramah says the following. Lachain, therefore, ein mevarchin shehechianu yarek chadash. You're not to make the bracha of Shachianu on a new vegetable. The omed kol hashana bekarka. Vegetables exist all year. You could always find them on the ground. The vegetables can be found wherever you are, whoever the vegetable is. Here the Ramah is quoting the Maharil, Rak of Milon, the great Ashkenazi Bal Halacha of the Rishonim, and therefore the Ramah says very clearly, uncontested, ein mivarchin shachianu yarek chadash. You don't make a bracha of shachianu on this vegetable. The omi kol hashana b'karka, because it's existing all year, and one of the basic principles and precedents of the bracha of shachianu is it has to be something that's new annually. So on the one hand, you have a Mishnah Berurah states black and white very clearly that a Shachianu can be made, whether it's a fruit or a vegetable. And here you have Ramah, according to Maharil, that you absolutely should not make a bracha, or at least you don't make a bracha on a Yarek Chadash, on a new vegetable, for this very reason. The Mishnah Berurah picks up on this and explains three reasons why the Ramah, based upon the Maharil, posits that a Shachianu should not be recited on a vegetable on a Bar Pri Adama. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sheish Yarek Shadak Ulamar Kol Hashana Bekarka, since there are vegetables that exist throughout the course of the year, and therefore, since the bracha of Shachianu is only recited on something that exists, emerges, blossoms, grows annually, therefore, when it comes to a vegetable, a Shachianu should not be recited. However, and this is only true about some vegetables. According to the Prisha, Rabbi Shu Falk explains that even though there's a distinction and difference between vegetable to vegetable, some vegetables do grow annually. Some vegetables can be found throughout the course of the year, even in the wintertime. Therefore, the Prisha says, "Mishum de'en lechalik ben yarek liyarek," not to make any distinction between one vegetable and the next. Therefore, the Prisha explains that the mizan that the Ramah says not to make the brach of Shachianu on a vegetable on a bar pri adama is to carte blanche across the board, not to distinguish between vegetable and vegetable as a result of some vegetables existing all year. There you have the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Prisha explaining the Ramah and the Maharil. And then the Mishnah Berurah says he has another reason. V'yesh l'farish od. The kavanas are mad b'mashakas of domi kolashan b'kaka, that which the Rama writes, that the vegetables are existing all year on the ground. Hainu, shematminim osan b'kaka. It's not that you find the vegetables growing all year, but rather they're stored, and you can keep vegetables throughout the course of the year as long as they're stored properly. I therefore don't know the difference between a fresh vegetable from this season or if it's a vegetable from the last season or two seasons ago, because vegetables can be stored and cared for over the course of time. And therefore, as opposed to Peiro, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though some fruits can be stored as well, havilu mi'uta de mi'uta v'lacheshinu. This is the Mishnah Berurah according to Magen Avraham, who explains that we do find the difference between fruits and vegetables. Yes, some fruits can be stored, but all vegetables can be stored throughout the course of the year. So it's not the fact that the vegetables continue to grow throughout the fall, the winter, the spring, and the summer. But since they're stored, I'll never know the difference between a new vegetable and an old vegetable. And therefore, when it comes to all vegetables, you never make a shachianu. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah explains the fees that pasha de'navar shachen al priya damer shakarin are drapple. That's a tapuche adama. The Mishmura says clearly you're not going to make the bracha of shachiana bar priyadama because those potatoes are stored throughout the course of the year. I remember my grandmother very clearly in Montreal keeping potatoes for months and months on end. And therefore, clearly the Mishmura explains that that's the basis that a shachiana should never ever be recited on a potato. Finally, the Mishmura continues quoting the Shlach Kaddosh. Dein levarach shachian al shum yarek chadash. You'll never make a bracha on any vegetable. V'chein ein alechem chadash, not a new bread. V'ha'olam yitu v'yavol yivnede barach levatala. Says the Shlach Kaddosh that you should never, absolutely, ever, positively make any shachian on any new vegetable. So you'll never ever distinguish bein chadash liyashan. V'ha'olam yitu v'yavol yivnede barach levatala. It's going to cause a barach levatala, says the Shlach Kaddosh, because people become confused. And they're not going to know, is this a new vegetable? Is this a new vegetable? Is this an old vegetable? And because of the confusion that exists in the vegetable family and the vegetable families, therefore, because of a low plug across the board, similar to what the Prisha said moments ago, you'll never make a bracha of shachianu on any vegetable. We're beginning to see the reason why some, even contemporarily, and those who I've spoken to the last few months, when you ask them, do you make a shachianu on a bar priyadama, some will say, absolutely, with an exclamation point. And others will say, absolutely not, with an exclamation point. Because we already see that the Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Simon Reish Lehefei, says, yes, you can, and there's no reason to distinguish between vegetables and fruits. The Ramah says, you should not make a shachianu on any vegetable. And the Mishnah Berurah gives us several reasons why, the Prisha and the Magen Avraham, either because of confusion between vegetable and vegetable, or because some can last throughout the course of the year, and therefore it's not mischadesh mishana lashana, or that they're stored throughout the course of the year and become confused, and therefore across the board, the Mishnah Berurah's explanation of Gedolei Achronim is that a shachianu should not be made. So what do we do? What's the minig? What's the custom? Post the Mishnah Berurah, post the Mechaber and the Ramah, how should one approach the bracha of shachianu when it comes to a vegetable, when it comes to the Borei Pri Adam? Share with you the way that the Gedolei HaPoskim handle this, from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch to the Chai Adam to the Nesivos, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Kaf HaChaim. Share with you the five of the Gedolei Achronim seem to posit after the dust settles in the Mechaber and the Ramah. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Nun Tes, Sivkatin Yud Zayin, Noag in Shein, Mevarchan Shechian, Ol Yerakos, Umini Liftos. You never make a brach of Shechianu, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Shlomo Gansfried, of Hungarian fame, at least Nagin, the custom is not to. Pnei Shem Hiskaimin Zman Rav, they last for a very, very long time. You hide them, you keep them, you store them in the ground and in the sand. They're around, you see vegetables, every vegetable, whether it's a tomato, or whether it's a cucumber, whether it's a carrot, whether it's a potato, they're commonplace. It's not so exciting. And more than that, they're found throughout the course of the year. They're stored throughout the course of the year. And therefore, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch goes with the approach of the Prisha and the Magen Avraham based upon the Mishnah Berurah and the Psak of the Ramah that a bracha should not be made on a shachianu. So those of Hungarian descent, based upon the leading posek of Hungary, Shlomo Gansfried in the city of Ungvar, posit that the bracha of shachianu should not be recited on any vegetable bar pri adama. What about the Chai Adam? Rav Avram Danzik in Hilchos Brachos Klal Samach Beis Siftes Noagin Shein Mevarchin Shachian El Yirakos. No, just like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Chai Adam, of Vilna fame, Eastern European fame, the relative of the Vilna Gaon, She'ein Mevarchin Shachiyano al Yirakos. Why? Just like the Prisha, just like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, just like the Mishnah Berurah, and just like the Magen Avraham, She'dakan lehatmin osam beboros, Ve'nika min chadash yashin, you're not going to know the difference between the two of them. And therefore, a Shachiyano should not be recited. And then in parentheses, the Chayadim writes, V'tam zechalash, this is weak. This is not a good reason. And therefore, there's a result of this weak reason, which at least the Chayadim claims is weak, because you're not going to know the difference between one or the other. Figure it out, says the Chayadim. Try to do your research. Investigate whether it's a new vegetable or not, and make a Shachiyano. But therefore, says the Chayadim, the real reason that a bracha of Shachiyano is not made on vegetables is because, v'nirali, shehikilu ba mipnei shebracha Shachiyano rishos. Since altogether, the bracha of Shachiyano is voluntary. You don't have to. It's not a requirement. It's not a birchas mitzvah. Therefore, says the Chai Adam, because it's a Rishos, because they're around throughout the course of the year, because it's not so exciting to eat a potato, it's not so exciting to eat a tomato, lettuce, vegetables, salads, whatever it is, it's not so appealing, not so exciting, and therefore, the Bracha of Shachiyano should not be recited, and therefore, following the approach of the Mishnah Berurah's explanation of the Prisha and the Magen Avraham, we find as well in the Chai Adam and in the Kitzur Shulchan. However, the Nesivos, the great Derech HaChaim Siddur, Simen Kuf Chaf Hei Sif Hei, the Nesivos says not, and says very differently than the others. Al Tznon, Umini Liftan, and he gives you examples of different types of vegetables. He says Gezer, Velefis, Melafafon, carrots, cucumbers, and the like. Nire de Mevarchim Aleim Shachyanu. So the Nesivos argues with the Psak of the Chai Adam, argues with the Psak of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, argues with the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and unequivocally writes, Nire de Mevarchim Aleim Shachyanu. Clearly, the Nesivos is not taken by the explanations of the Magen Avraham and the Prisha, not taken by not knowing the distinction between vegetable and vegetable. And he says, Nire de Mevarchim Aleim Shachyanu. It seems that you should. He doesn't say what the custom is, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch didn't say the minig is this, the minig is that. He doesn't get into that point. But clearly, he says, when it comes to Gezer, Lefes, Melafafon, carrots, cucumbers, and different types of cabbage, the custom is to make a Shachiyanu. In the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Chil Michal Epstein, the great Rav of Novartik, whose Piske Halacha have been accepted by much of Klal Yisrael, also writes, similar to the Derech HaChaim, the Nesivos, Yesh Mishakasav Shein Lavarach Shachiyano Shom Min Yarek, there is one who says that you should not make a Shachiyano on any vegetable, and in parentheses quotes from the Shalach Kadosh that the Mishnah Berurah quoted, because you don't want to know, you're unable to distinguish between vegetable and vegetable. V'anachnu Ein Noagin Kein, that's not our custom. V'al Yerek Chashuv, and he lists some types of vegetables that are not familiar to me. In Yiddish, he refers to, or in Russian, he refers to a certain type of vegetable. If it's a Yerek Chashuv, if it's an important, if it's a significant vegetable, v'kayot bem anu mevarchim shachiyanu, we do make a shachiyanu. Dein v'skayim yizman lezman, because they don't last throughout the course of the year. Either they're not stored throughout the year, or you don't find them throughout the year. And then he says, even though shivakavush niskaim, even though you can store them or you can pickle them in the last throughout the course of the year, that's not significant. And therefore, this a new vegetable is considered to be a significant enough to make a shachiyano. However, al yirakos pshutim, simple vegetables, kagon salata, I assume he's referring to lettuce, celery, and other types of simple vegetables, he spells out in Russian, ein mevarchin shachiyano, and those you're not going to make a shachiyano. And then he says, when it comes to reitach, radish, when it comes to chrein, shumshamin, when it comes to sesame, and other types of vegetables, asash, ein mevarchin shachiyano, miskayim shana lashana, because those last from year to year. And the same thing is true with tapuchi adama, potatoes, shishkorin, kartoffel, ein mevarchim mitam zeh. The same thing is true when it comes to potatoes. Then he says, kreit, brekis, ein mevarchim shein bam hekem chadash liyashin. So you see the poskim, at least the Aruch HaShulchan, as well as the Nesivos, starts to distinguish between vegetable and vegetable, giving us lists of which vegetables are new, and therefore the research has been taken care of. And the Aruch HaShulchan, the Nesivos say, if the whole reason not to make a Shachiyano is the Magen Avraham, the Prisha, right? As the Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chayadim explains, because we don't know, we're unable to make the distinction. So if we can make the distinction, we can do the research, as the Aruch HaShulchan and the Nesivos do, therefore, one should make a Shechianu on the vegetable that's appropriate. Similarly, you'll found amongst Sfardim, the Kaf HaChaim, the great Yaakov Sofer, in Hilchos Brachos Simen Reish Chafei, Sifkatan Mem Dalet, explains that the reason that the Ramah, the Mishnah Brura, posit not to make a Shechianu on a vegetable, because you can't tell the difference, Einikar Ben Chadash LiYashan. And therefore, there exists throughout the course of the year, and as a result, those should not be that those are vegetables that you should not make a bracha on. However, the Kaf HaChaim quotes from the Ben Yishchai Parshas Re'ei Osir Beis when it comes to Yirakos Shein Zorim Behem Tamid Ela Mizman Lizman Kugon Halefes VeHakru VeHachazeres VeHakara VeApulin VeChadoma. These are all types of vegetables, cabbage, and different types of vegetables that are growing annually, haminag levarach shachianu, then the brach of shachianu is made. So we see very clearly that the poskim are split. Some poskim across the board, like the Shlach Kaddish and the Prishon Magen Avraham, say we don't want to make any distinctions. Lo plug, we don't want to distinguish, and it's going to become cause of confusion. We're more concerned about a brach levatala. Somebody should say Shem Hashem on a shachianu, on a vegetable when he shouldn't have, and therefore across the board, we're not going to recite a shachianu. That's one approach to the poskim. The other approach in the postgame is no. If the research has shown that this is a new vegetable, whether or not there's going to be confusion, you figure that out. That's up to you. And we're telling you which the vegetables are and which the vegetables are not. So therefore, that would be the reason that we find amongst many very strong opinions. Should a shachianu be made? Should a shachianu not be made when it comes to a bar piradama is depending upon which poskim you are referring to and the reasons behind the poskim. The world of the Kaf HaChaim, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Derech HaChaim is on a proper vegetable, a vegetable that's annually grown, a vegetable that would cause a simcha, a vegetable that's misameach, and that's chashav, you will make a shachianu and adama. On the Chayadam, the Shara Mitzum, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, as well as in the Mishnah Brura, would seem to posit that across the board, it should not be recited because of the confusion that exists. So therefore, when it comes to the horn melon from the cucumber melon family, one could respond and say it would depend. If it's a chashav vegetable on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you want to make a shachianu. If that's an annual adama fruit, so if you want to take the position of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Derech HaChaim, yes, it's a chashav vegetable. It grows annually. It brings you simcha. It's a significant type of melon. It's a watermelon. Watermelon, again, you can make the argument that yes, you should make a shachianu also. If it's a real annual borei pri adama, make a shachianu. But the others would posit not. In the Sefer Zos HaBrach, the contemporary excellent work on Hilchos Brachos, he collects much of the Divrei HaPoskim that we have discussed, and like the earlier Poskim, when they list their vegetables, he does the same thing. Rabbi Mandelbaum, in the 18th chapter, Perek Yuches of Zos HaBracha, has a list of vegetables, at least these are vegetables that he says that are growing in our area, Be'eretz Yisrael, and he says when it comes to bananas and lemons and vegetables and pilpel and melafafon, cucumbers and the like, that's, you're not going to make a pura pira adama. And the same thing is true. You're not going to make a shachianu on tapuche adama. You're not going to make on potatoes and onions and not on those types. But there are specific and special types of unique vegetables that are important, that are significant, that are chashuv. And on those, an avocado, he writes, when it comes to a watermelon, when it comes to a peach, when it comes to a guava, when it comes to a mango, when it comes to grapes, on very, very significant types of vegetables, and ein achanami, even though it's a bar priyadama, mivarech shechayanu, you can make a shechayanu. So therefore, one has to take a look at the type of vegetable that one has and determine whether or not it's bichlal, the chashivos, and the simcha that we're referring to. And if it's an annual grown vegetable, then yes, even like the Mishnah Brura posited in the beginning, Bein Pari Pir Eitz, Bein Pari Adama, if one has a strong custom not to do so, certainly you should follow your custom. And therefore, not only is it true really when it comes to vegetables, when it comes to peiros, when it comes to fruits as well, we live in a time period where the amount of fruits and vegetables that are being sent from location A to location B, cross-country and really internationally, is enormous. So the amount of new fruits and new vegetables that we see annually is minimal to none, because you could almost see everything throughout the course of the year. There are specific fruits and specific vegetables that we don't see throughout the course of the year, and those are annually grown, and those are the ones we like to hold and use specifically when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and many of us who have the custom to make a shachianu on Tu B'Shvat as well. This is some of the background behind the issue relating to the recitation of a Shachiyanu and a Bar Priyadama, and as well, as I mentioned, when it comes to certain fruits as well. Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, the Yantif Rosh Hashanah, the Yantif of Tu B'Shvat, the newness, the freshness, the beginning, the new beginnings, the new beginning on the Rosh Hashanah end, the new beginning on the Tu B'Shvat end, should bring us completion in terms of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the circle of life and Siyata Deshmaya, Geula and Geula, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Yeshuas v'Nechamos, and we should use this opportunity of Chiddush, of Chodesh, of Chadash, b'Siyata Deshmaya, to make this a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, to make this the month, Shenishma B'Suros Tavos, wishing everybody a wonderful day.